are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Welcome. It is 7 minutes after 8, and this is Feedback. 715-845-2155. A lot of interesting things for us to discuss this morning. However, it may not mean anything. There may be absolutely no purpose for us to discuss anything of importance at all, because according to Viking legend, according to Norse myth, according to them, that's when the end of the world is coming. Now, let's see here. We got through the Y2K thing. We got by the Mayan apocalypse. Nothing happened with the Mayan apocalypse, right? Nothing. No shortages, no disasters, nothing like that. We got through that. And, of course, there was the preacher, the guy with the big mustache that was saying the end of the world was coming. That didn't happen either. So now it's the Mayan. It's the Vikings. Apparently, according to the Vikings, Ragnarok is a series. It almost sounded like Klingon. Anyway, is a series of events, including the final predicted battle that results in the death of a number of major gods. Well, does that mean the next Thor movie is not going to? I mean, why didn't they say something about this anyway?
Thor is not a Viking. He didn't come from this planet. He came from a different planet.
Well, he's of the gods, and this is what they're talking about here. There's going to be a battle of the gods, and then natural disasters, and the world is going to be submerged in water. Legend has it that the sound of the horn will call the sons of the god Odin. He's one of the sons of Odin, isn't he? The Asgardian?
I think you may be correct. I'd have to look up my. Hey. I'm not up on my Norse gods right now.
I'm just saying. Anyway, so let's see. The sons of the god of Odin and the heroes to the battlefield. They're going to be all.
So what we should say is that there is not just one end of the world story. Many cultures have their end of the world stories, and they differ in some ways.
And doesn't that make you wonder? Why do all of these cultures have end of the world prophecies? Why? Is it coincidence? Sure, that's what it is. It's coincidence. So anyway, so everything that we discussed today has to be taken with a grain of salt, because according to Norse legend and the Vikings, we're all going to die on Saturday. So does it matter? I mean, where's Loki? Where, you know, how is this all going to play out?
A caller just called and suggested if there is a big game with the Vikings coming up, they will definitely lose. So we won't have to worry about it.
Nice. That's the Packers for you.
Yeah,
I love
it.
Anyway, so there's that. Take it with a grain of salt whether or not anything will happen. Let's also on kind of the minor issue before we get into the heavy hitting stuff. I want to ask those of you that are listening right now, and especially if you're in the Wausau area, what do you think of the municipality's ban on cell phone, talking on your cell phone? We're not going to discuss texting. Texting is a no-brainer. You shouldn't be texting and driving. It's just impossible to pay attention and be halfway decent at driving and safe while texting and driving. That's ridiculous. But I'm talking about driving with your hand, the phone up to your face. You're doing having a normal conversation. It's now illegal.
You have already said you are going to perform civil disobedience and not follow this law.
Yeah, and so I just want to put it out there. I'd like those that are listening to give me a little feedback. What do you know? Name of the show. 715-845-2155. How do you feel about it? If you're in law enforcement and you want to throw in your opinion about this and remain anonymous, that's cool too. I got no problem with that. But what do you think? Is it a good idea? Is this more intrusion? How do you feel about it? Thanks for calling in, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'd like to talk about that cell phone ban thing.
Yeah, please do.
I think it's just big government getting involved again.
Okay.
While we're driving with a phone, I mean, so now that's then you can't eat a cheeseburger while driving.
See,
you can't put makeup on while driving. You can't comb your hair.
Do you put makeup on while driving?
No, I'm just saying.
You
shouldn't put
makeup on while driving.
But it does happen.
I mean, they're just coming out with these, you know, it's inattentive driving. Simple as that.
Well,
you get in an accident, you get an inattentive driving, just boost that fine up a little bit.
See, and this is a very good point, because it's my understanding that we already have an issue on the books that if you are inattentive at driving, then you can be charged with that. Now, why do we have to have a special new law just for cell phone use?
Exactly.
And I think you bring up a very good point. Are they also now going to take this a step further and say, you know, Seth, I know you're in a hurry and you don't have very long for lunch, but you can no longer eat that cheeseburger in the car on your way to your meeting. This is ridiculous.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeremy. I appreciate you calling in.
All right.
And this is my point. I don't see the need for it. We already have something on the books that says that you're supposed to pay attention to what you're doing. We eat in our cars. We drink sodas in our cars. I've seen people eat fried chicken in their cars. I've seen people eat soup. And yes, with a bowl and a spoon, not just a mug, like, you know, a bowl and a spoon. I've seen people reading a book while driving. I've seen women change clothes. I've seen makeup. I have seen a lot of people do some really stupid things in their car while driving. We don't need specific laws. I'm sorry, you cannot put on mascara while driving. I'm sorry, you can't change into your exercise outfit while going to the gym. Why do we specifically need the cell phone ban? It seems redundant. It seems overly intrusive. It seems like one more circumstance where we're just saying, oh, it's a new government rule. Okay. Now, I would love to tell you that I am going to lead the charge of civil disobedience by not adhering to this law because I feel that it's government intrusion and I'm going to take the first hit. No, the honest truth is I have no intention of obeying this law unless a police officer is right next to me. I have no intention of adhering to this. I am going to continue to have my phone conversations in my car while I drive. I am going to continue to eat my lunch occasionally in my car while I drive. I'm going to sip my coffee. I'm going to enjoy the tasty beverage, as long as it's not alcoholic. These are the things that I am going to continue to do. And like I said earlier in the show this morning, the fine, first of all, the police are saying that for a few weeks, couple, 3 weeks, we're going to be pulled over and given a warning. I wonder if I'm going to. Who knows? But most of us will be pulled over and given a warning and told, you shouldn't do this. Next time I pull you over, you're going to get hit.
What kind of car do you drive again?
It's
Don't even say it.
It's a little kind of a metallic green.
No.
What is that? It's not a Hyundai. Subaru?
No.
It's not a Subaru, is it?
Don't tell my car. Tell him your car.
License
you're the
plate
one who's
number.
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law. I've got a light blue, relatively rusted out Chevy Cavalier.
No, that's not you either.
I've got a white Infiniti SUV.
That is definitely not you.
It parks next to me. Anyway, I'm not going to say whose vehicle that is, but everybody in the building just went, you got to be kidding me. I would love to say that I'm going to lead the charge on this to stand up for what, but basically it's because I'm not going to be inconvenienced. That's what this is. The only way this is going to influence me to change my behavior is if I get dinged enough, if I get pulled over and fined enough to where it becomes a financial circumstance that I'm uncomfortable with. Right now, you're going to get a warning. And then after that, it comes a $40 fine, and it says plus court fees. What court fees? If I get a ticket, I'm going to pay the fine. That's it. I'm not paying court fees. But how much of a fine is it going to be? And if we all say, no, I'm not doing
this. It's interesting that you view these laws as some sort of suggestion that you can,
no,
you can
I don't,
either
I don't view
do
it as a
or
suggestion.
Not do, and
no,
you can decide
it's
whether
a law.
Or not you're going to pay the court fees and the costs and
no,
everything.
It's a law. And I don't disagree that it's a law. I don't disagree that I will be willfully breaking the law. I'm not trying to make excuses for myself as a the alternative is true. I'm being honest. I'm just saying this is what I'm going to do.
Any other laws that you're going to maybe think about not following? So we can have a list and put it up on the wall here so we know.
Seth's list of alternatives.
If you don't show up someday, we'll just pick one from column A and say this is what
I'm
happened.
I'm not going to go against any of the big ones. You know that. Thanks for calling, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Well, Seth, I guess I'd have to agree with you on the cell phone ban law. That at least I don't think we need another law per se, but. What I see as a commercial driver often is you'll follow somebody down the road and they'll be speeding up, slowing down, weaving all over the road, just like they're drunk.
Yeah.
And you pass by them and then invariably they're talking on their cell phone. And I really think that people need to watch that. How many of these calls are truly necessary? Pull over and make that call if it's that important, you know, because really it looks like a drunk driver going down the road. And one more thing I want to mention, you had a caller right at the end of the show yesterday that was completely wrong about the CDL license responsibilities.
If I remember, were you the one that called
This was the guy who was doing the correction? You say the guy who was doing the correction was wrong?
Absolutely, absolutely. I am a CDL driver, and you look in the DOT manual, first of all, on the seatbelt law, guess who is the only parties that are exempt from the seatbelt law?
Who?
Police officers. They don't have to wear it. And, well, there are a couple other instances, too, emergency drivers and some delivery drivers that don't have to wear a seatbelt. But as far as the responsibility for the CDL-carrying driver, if I'm riding a snowmobile, an ATV, a boat, anything, and I get stopped by a law enforcement officer, and I blow a .4, I lose my license, period. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And most likely, you'll lose your job as well.
Yeah, well, if you don't have a license to drive, you're definitely going to lose your job unless they can park you on a bench or a desk somewhere. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in and giving us the information. I appreciate that quite a bit. All right, let's go to Chris. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I say that certain people shouldn't be allowed to drive while on the cell phone and make it part of the driver's test.
Okay. How would you would determine whether or not you're... Listen, the caller just a minute ago, was saying that, yeah, there are some people that weave and bop all over the place. I've seen that happening because the people in the front seat are having a conversation. If you're not capable of performing... another task or doing something else while driving. They shouldn't be doing anything at all, let alone cell phone, eating, talking. They should just 10 and 2, man, and just keep going and just focus on driving. That, I think, has a lot to do, to be honest with you, I think it has a lot to do with not so much your skill at driving, but being aware and being cognizant of the other people. They just don't care about anybody else. They're only wrapped up in what they're doing. They don't care. I pay very close attention to my speed. I pay very close attention to those that are around me, and I'm always trying to look around because I don't want to be that guy, the one that's holding up traffic because I'm yakking on my phone. Thank you very much for calling in.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to last call for this segment. Tony, what's on your mind?
I just have a couple of questions for you, Seth.
Yes, sir?
What is your reasoning for not wanting to obey that law?
I don't want to.
The government, and because you just don't want to.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I wish I could tell you that it's an honorable reason of government intrusion, and I'm going to stand up. But it's not. It's because I think it's ridiculous. I don't want to. I'm not going to. I don't wear my seatbelt either most of the time.
Let me finish down. What happens on, say, for instance, like on your radio station when you do your traffic reports that the roads are slick and icy and hazardous, and et cetera? Would you still not wear your seatbelt or not talk on a cell phone?
I've been doing it the entire winter. I've been doing it my entire life.
Do you feel sometimes you may be jeopardizing other people's life?
No.
Okay, just want to know. Thanks, Seth.
There's no jeopardizing somebody else's life because I decide not to wear my seatbelt. Now, let me
tell you this. Oh, well,
okay, he bailed out. If the roads are just slicker than snot, and my car is slipping and sliding, no, of course I'm not going to be talking on my cell phone. Of course I'm paying more careful attention to driving. That's a no-brainer, and I believe that's the point you were trying to make. So if the roads are really bad and I definitely need to pay attention, absolutely. When I was in Florida, there would be these flash storms that would come up, and after several days of no rain, the roads are very slick, very oily, very, very similar to what we have here in icy conditions. Your car can hydroplane and skid all over the place. You don't talk on the phone while you're doing that. You pay attention to what you're doing. All right. I said the last one was the last call. This one's going to be the last call, and we really do have to go to break. Jack, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I am a driver's ed instructor. I run a private driving academy.
Yes, sir.
And I drive in the Marshfield area, whereas they already have a park-to-talk ordinance. And I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't work. It's a waste of everyone's effort because people are texting when you drive through Marshfield. People are talking on their phones. It just is almost like it's an unenforceable law.
So they have it, but nobody's really paying attention to it.
Nobody's paying attention to it.
Gotcha. Well, that's another thing. Why pass a law that nobody's going to adhere to, and you can't enforce it? Thank you very much for calling in. All right, the phones are lit up, so keep on hold. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. 715-845-2155.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.